One of the best-known Christmas songs in history is not about Christmas at all. The 1984 festive favourite by British band Wham is about a failed relationship. 21-year-old George Michael, whose real name was Georgios Kyriakos Paniatou, wrote the song in his childhood bedroom while visiting his parents with bandmate Andrew Ridgeley watching TV downstairs. When they recorded it in August, they decorated the studio to create a Christmas atmosphere. George Michael insisted on playing all the instruments, despite having no musical training. The song was a phenomenal success, spending 5 weeks at number 2 in the charts. It was kept off the top spot by the star-studded charity single Do They Know It's Christmas, which also featured George Michael. In solidarity, all proceeds from last Christmas were donated to Ethiopian famine relief. Lyrically, the song is as simple as a nursery rhyme, with the chorus in the past simple and future. Although the narrator implies he has moved on, it is clear to the listener that he is still in love with his ex. Last Christmas remains the UK's most played Christmas song and has been widely covered with recent versions by Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, and even Crazy Frog. Each day of the festive season, the original is viewed on YouTube over 1 million times. The inspiration for a 2019 movie starring Emilia Clarke, it even spawned a competition called Whamageddon, where the winner is the person who goes the longest in December without hearing the song. Last Christmas finally reached number 1 in the UK in January 2021, 36 years after it was written and 5 years after George Michael tragically died on Christmas Day.